This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Democratic Senate President Leroy Garcia is stepping down from the state legislature to take a defense job at the Pentagon. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Garcia is a Marine Corps veteran and the first Latino to serve as Senate president. He took the helm 3 years ago after Democrats regained control of the chamber. Garcia was born and raised in Pueblo and championed Southern Colorado at the Capitol. He's also taken more moderate stances than other Democrats on issues like gun control. Senate Democrats will now have to pick a new president, while party officials in his district will meet soon to select a replacement for his Senate seat. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
As Colorado begins to see COVID-19 cases decline, the state's Olympians are under strict protocols at the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Joanne Reed is a biathlete competing in the games this year.
It is a little more extreme, I think. When we got on the plane, there were already people in full hazmat suits. It is a little bit like being on the moon, kind of, because the suits have this way of just masking everyone's face, gender, identity, almost humanity. You know, they're just white blobs moving around the village, which is really a strange feeling.
Opening ceremonies for the Olympic Games are today. Former Denver Bronco John Elway is responding to a federal lawsuit filed by a former NFL head coach alleging racial discrimination in hiring. Brian Flores says Elway and others who interviewed him for the team's head coaching job in 2019 behaved unprofessionally. Elway says Flores' comments are false and that he gave Flores, quote, the same consideration and opportunity as every other candidate. In addition to the Broncos, the suit alleges racist hiring practices by the NFL, the New York Giants, and the Miami Dolphins. This is CPR News and KRCC.